In this video, I will tell you about logging and tracing functionality in Service Fabric. Logging is different in Service Fabric from typical applications where you write debug messages to a console window. We took into account the needs of building applications in a distributed environment when designing the logging experience for Service Fabric. Before we look at how this is done in Service Fabric, let's go ahead and check out the traditional console window approach. Here, I'm creating a C# console app. To this application, I will add a console write statement with the word trace in it. When I run this app, you will see a pop-up in the console window saying trace. We do not recommend this approach for Service Fabric, since there is a separate console window per process that you will see, which would result in fragmentation of your diagnostics data. And also, there is no easy way to search or filter output in this case. Having told you what to avoid, let's go ahead and see how tracing is done for Service Fabric. I will create a stateless service, and then without any modification, let's just run this to see what happens. So I press F5 and the app will launch. Now, as soon as the app starts running, you see a diagnostics events window show up. This is your console window on steroids as far as diagnostics logging is concerned. You can pause, clear, and filter it, and it will show you events from all your application services running in your cluster in just one window. The event that we are looking at here came from the application template code, which has been added as an example. I will soon show you the code for this. The message here says working followed by a number, which is basically a counter in the code. And the rest of the event here has information identifying where this event was logged from. Let's look at another event. This one is a system operational event from the Cluster Manager service, which is part of the Service Fabric runtime, and tells you that the Cluster Manager successfully created an application and provides the relevant details about that application. One of the cool things about this diagnostic events viewer is that it can be paused and then later resumed without losing the history of the events. Next, let's take a look at the configure option on the top right. The string here identifies the different sources from which the events are being collected and displayed. On the top is the identifier for the application events. And for this, we will take a look at the code very soon. Followed by this are the two IDs for the programming model events. And the GUID at the bottom is the ETW ID for all the operational events emitted from the Service Fabric runtime. To show you the code for writing out events, let's start with a quick search for this identifier that is in the configure list. As you can see, the code here refers to that string identifier, mycompany-application3-stateless1. This class, ServiceEventSource, is a helper class that is added by default to your Visual Studio template and can be used to write out events. Let's see an example. Here's a call that generates the counter event from within the runAsync implementation in the example code from the template. If we go back to the Diagnostic Events Viewer, you can see the event generated from this call. Note that the event has metadata that identifies the source of this event, including the service name, application name, replica ID, and partition ID. This information is added by default if you use the event source helper classes provided in the template and can be very useful when identifying the source of the call in a real-world environment. Before wrapping up this video, I would like to go over some of the key points. First, The Diagnostic Events Viewer provides a consolidated view of all the events from any code running in the cluster, with the ability to filter, pause, and configure sources. Second, you can add traces from your application using either the Service Event Source or Actor Event Source helper classes, depending on the type of service you're writing. These classes also add all the relevant metadata, such as service name, partition ID, replica ID, and other information that is helpful in tracking down where in the cluster the call came from. And best of all, the code that you write for tracing on your local dev environment will also work when you deploy this on Azure. More details on this can be found in the Service Fabric documentation. Thanks for watching this video.